Vivek Ramaswamy suggested the U.S. aid to Ukraine may be repayment for the alleged Hunter Biden bribes. What do you think about that? Well, let's find out right after this. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. You know, I gotta say, and if anyone has seen my content from back in 2016, you know, I campaigned for the Trump campaign, you know, volunteered. I was all in. 2020, the same thing. And he's still my candidate, but I like Vivek a lot. I really like him a lot. He's coming as an outsider like Trump did the first time. And he's definitely a better alternative than the one from Florida. I can't even think of his name right now. DeSantis. You know, DeSantis just, I don't know. At first I thought he could be something, but I don't know. I just feel it's not happening. But I'm feeling Vivek. I like him a lot. Let's see what he's talking about here. Let's see. And he could probably bring in the young voters as well. Vivek Ramaswamy suggests U.S. aid to Ukraine may be repayment for alleged Hunter Biden bribe. Republican presidential hopeful suggests on Saturday that the U.S. may be sending billions of dollars to the aid of Ukraine as repayment for a corrupt payment allegedly made to President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Crackhead Biden, from, he didn't say that, but he is a crackhead, from Ukraine energy company, Burisma Holdings. Speaking at a campaign event in Council Bluffs, Iowa, Ramaswamy said, according to NBC News, the purpose of the U.S. military is to advance American interests, to protect the homeland, not to fight some random war that's arguably a repayment for a private bribe that a family member of the United States received $5 million from Burisma. As BizPak reviewed, reported in June, the FBI finally provided to the House Oversight Committee a form in which a confidential human source alleged that both the Vice President Biden and Crackhead Hunter were paid $5 million in payments from an executive at Burisma, where Hunter Biden Crackhead enjoyed a seat on the board in exchange for shutting down an investigation into the company by Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Shokin. And you can see the picture of the crackhead there, and then Biden on the right. The alleged bribery scam was given more credence by the testimony of Crack Hunter's former friend and business partner, Devin Archer, who told Congress behind closed doors that, among other things, Crack Hunter value to the Burisma board was his access to the then President, Vice President Joe Biden, aka the big guy. Remember that? 10% to the big guy? So, yeah. It's hard to argue. I don't know if to call these things tweets anymore. But, let's see if I could play this. Let's pop on my old headphones here and see if I can play what he says here.
I'm a George Washington, America First conservative. I believe in advancing the interests of our nation. And the way we help the world is that when America is strong at home, we set an example for what is possible for the rest of the free world. So not everyone in this room has to agree with me. My rule as a political candidate is I will tell you who I am and what I believe. Whether you vote for me, that's your choice. And if enough of you put me there, I'll do the job for 8 years. Here's what I believe in Ukraine. I do not believe that this war advances American interests. I do not believe we should be spending $200 billion of taxpayer money to protect somebody else's border halfway around the world when we could use it to protect our own border here at home, right? I also do not believe, and I'm going to also do my part, right? You're not, some of these things you're not supposed to say in public. I'm going to say them to you all anyway. I don't believe that Ukraine is some model of democracy. That is a farce. This is an autocratic state that has banned 11 opposition parties, that has consolidated all media into one state media arm. And so the idea that we're defending democracy against autocracy, these are two thugs going at each other in some other part of the world.
Very good. I can't add anything to what he said there. And yeah, I really like this guy a lot. I do. I really do. I'm hoping that he, you know, he wins, because I still am a Trump guy, but I like this guy a lot. I can't dismiss, because he knows his stuff. He knows how to articulate it and speak it in a way where he doesn't repulse everyone. And I like him, but I'm still going to vote for Trump because I still like Trump, but I like Ramaswamy a lot. I do. I think he's the real deal. I don't think he is anything like a DeSantis. I thought DeSantis could have been the real deal. Not discounting what he did in Florida, but Trump kind of called him out on this before. I remember when he told him to stay in his lane. Well, I'm saying that Trump was right. DeSantis should have stayed in his lane because he's out of his league here. He's out of his league. Anyway, what do you think? Leave a like, share, and subscribe. I will see you in the next one.